Some bloggers and other internet users in Papua New Guinea are concerned that a proposed cybercrime policy could go too far in policing activity on social media and could be a move by the government to control social media. But the government denies this, saying it's just catching up with the digital age. Jamie Tahana reports.
The Legal Service Manager for the National Information and Communication Technology Authority, or NICTA, Anna Malang, says PNG has no laws around cybercrime to cover things like spam, hacking, forgery or computer fraud, and that needs to change. Mr. Malang says a policy also covers Papua New Guineans' activity on social media.
Anyone that is found disseminating or making, you know, slanderous comments or defamatory comments on Facebook or some other blog, they can be held accountable.
This has caused concern in some social media forums and among some bloggers about whether it could be used to block free speech. Martin Namarong is the author of a prominent blog, The Namarong Report. He announced that he was shutting down the blog on Thursday due to cases taken out against several people for allegedly defaming the Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill. Mr. Namarong says there is no mention of what kind of social media activity the policy covers, and suspects there could be a more sinister motive behind it.
The state has absolute control over mainstream media, both broadcast and print, and social media is essentially Papua New Guineans telling each other what's really, really happening in this country. So they want to have some control over that.
PNG's opposition leader, Baldwin Nama, agrees, saying that Peter O'Neill needs to grow a thicker skin because as a public leader, he should expect a lot of criticism, and this new policy tries to stop that.
My personal opinion is encroaching into freedom of expression and freedom of speech. And for a democracy like Papua New Guinea, it is very dangerous. And I don't think it's the best thing to do for the country.
But Ian Malang says there is no intention to bar people from expressing their opinions on social media. And if someone's activity were to be monitored or gathered, the authorities would have to present a thorough case to internet service providers.
It doesn't say that we're trying to bar people using Facebook or to have access to internet, but essentially to provide some framework where ICT service providers are able to provide, you know, access to internet at the same time, assist law enforcement in the event there is an investigation.
Martin Namarong says that while he supports the introduction of measures to control cybercrime, the reach of this policy goes too far.
Defamation is defamation, and there's no argument about that. But presenting the facts, conversations about the facts and analysis of the facts as they are about what's happening in this country, and I hope those conversations continue to happen online.
The policy is awaiting endorsement from the National Executive Council before it can be passed into law. This is Jamie Tahana.